Do you remember a couple of days ago, really, or under a week, a young baby has died after a magpie swoop down in Brisbane? Did you hear about that?
A few weeks ago.
Well, Brisbane City Council have actually come out and said we're going to cull that one and a few other magpies in certain areas because they're getting a little bit dangerous.
I've seen magpies already starting to swoop in our region for the season.
It is the season. Started off officially yesterday, but even
before
then. It
should be called Swooptember. Not September.
That's you're an ideas
because
man.
This is what happens. This is what happens every September. Those birds come out. I don't know where I sit with the whole culling thing, though.
A lot of other councils around Australia, and including Mackay and the Whitsundays and Isaac councils, they've considered it as well in the past. They've tried to move them on, but obviously they
when did they consider it here?
Oh, a couple of years ago, they were looking at it. I think it was 3 years ago, 4 years ago, sorry. Because certain areas, some magpies, they get very, very territorial.
But I don't, it's kind of like the, to me, this is, I get they, you know, they can be absolutely a pain in the backside. If you can't move them on or relocate them or whatever, it's kind of like the shark net thing. Like you're going into their sort of territory, right?
But it's our territory too. We can't exactly...
Yeah, but I don't think culling is... Like, you don't just go, okay, that bird's swooping, let's get rid of it.
No, but some of them...
The one that tragically killed that baby, absolutely. Absolutely.
Look, you know where I stand with magpies. I don't like them.
Doesn't mean you have to cull them all, though.
Well, the ones that were on the back fence yesterday at about 4 o'clock
move
in the
afternoon.
Move
out of your house.
Well, that's a possibility. All seven of them are actually like sharpening up their beaks. They were waiting for us all.
I don't know about the whole culling thing, though. I'm not comfortable with just because birds are swooping, they should be, you know, gotten rid of. But I don't know.
The way I see it is they've been protected. We get that. They're protected species. But they've just exploded in population over the past, 10 years?
Yeah, but can't they just do those, they've got those gun things that shoots nets to catch them and relocate them somewhere else?
But that doesn't work. They've tried.
How do you know?
Because they've been doing that for the past, 20 years or 30 years or whatever it is.
I've never seen it here, ever.
133353. Is it time to start a magpie cull?
All right.
Debbie's in Strathdickey. G'day, Debbie.
Good morning.
All right. What do you think about this, Deb? Is it time to cull them or move them on or what?
No, I'm totally against magpie culling.
Yeah, me too.
I really am. I just think it's a knee-jerk reaction. I think it's a horrible, horrible tragedy what happened down in Brisbane. Mm. But, you know, realistically, how many people die from magpie attacks?
Yeah, and that magpie in particular, I agree. Like, for closure for that family and what they've gone through, absolutely, that needs to be culled, that bird.
But this has been coming for a while now.
Yeah, but I just don't, like Deb says, I don't think it's enough to cull every magpie. Let's try harder to try and come up with a solution to get rid of them, right? Or move them on, I should say, not get rid of them.
Look, I'm actually saying, like, a cull, not all of them get rid of them, but just keep the numbers down a little bit.
Sonia's in North Mackay. Sonia, cull them or move them on, or what's the go with the maggies?
Well, you know I have a magpie tattoo, don't you?
A magpie cat?
I have a magpie tattoo, do you realise?
Oh, tattoo, right, okay.
Yes. So I'm all for leave the bloody things alone, walk away for a few weeks. It's not going to harm you to go a different way. Mm. They're beautiful creatures. Give me 20 of those over one annoying squawky crow.
Well, yeah, that's the other bird that a lot of people are talking about at the moment, the crows. What is going on with the crows?
Yeah, but they're not actually attacking you.
They need culling. No, they're annoying. They're more annoying than an attacking magpie.
Mm. Okay.
It's all right.
Feed them. You're fine.
I'm not walking around with magpie food while I'm walking around Valletta
Gardens. I'll buy your bum bag with your little meat in the
bag. That's what gyms are for.
Thank you, 133353. I mean, it is sad, that story in Brisbane, and we don't want to put all magpies in the same category. Yeah. I just don't think we should be culling them all.
You know, Gary in Early Beach, are you backing me up here or what?
Yeah, mate, look, obviously the few problem ones, stay clear, but it's no different to what they did over at Hamilton Island, culling all the cockatoos that were a problem over there. Nobody said anything about that, so...
I didn't even know about that.
Oh, it happened quite a while ago. Population exploded over there because everyone's eating them, and they culled quite a few. It was all kept hush-hush, as usual. So, yes.
Yeah. Right.
That's alleged, by the way. We can't really confirm that, so I don't know about it, but there you go. Hey,
Gary, what Here's the
terrible.
Gary, should we actually have the magpie cull, or should we just wear bum bags and throw food? Like,
people are saying on Facebook, if you feed them, they won't attack you.
Oh, crap.
All wear hard helmets with
all the zip ties poking
out.
Come on, Gary, it's not a fashion.
I find
statement.
That more entertaining than anything else I've seen on the roads, honestly. Those and those ice cream containers with the eyes in the back, remember those?
Yeah. I don't know. Just throwing out food, it looks like one of those Air Force jets and the flares that come out. You just start chucking food all over the place.
It just reminds me of that movie, like, was it Lake Placid, where Betty White was the old lady feeding that massive crocodile in the lake, and it never attacked her, but it ate everybody else.
Really?
Because that's what I'm saying.
So what you're saying
is... we're comparing magpies to alligators in a lake.
So what you're saying is we all should be like Betty White.
Just be nice to them. Something needs to happen. I agree, because some of the locations where the swooping happens, Queen's Park is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Glen Park Street, very entertaining, but for the person being attacked while walking Glen Park Street, not entertaining at all.